Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Hang on, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. I must tell you, my brain is fried. I've been watching since 7 o'clock this morning the Michael Cohen hearings. They're getting ready to go have lunch and do a vote, a bunch of votes, on the floor of the House of Representatives. So they're going to be, they are going to be out for upwards to, I guess, an hour. So we may have heard of the last of Michael Cohen, at least for a while. Always good to visit with my friend Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley in Indian Wells, where the weather and life is just always wonderful. It just never varies. Jim Yoder, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kevin, but I tell you what, this winter the weather has varied quite a bit. We have not hit 80 degrees here since before Thanksgiving, which is a record that goes back to before 1922.
That's incredible. That's incredible. You have the distinction of being an Indian Wells resident, but you are a small business owner here in Southern Nevada. You just opened what I think is going to be a very lucrative business in this town, West Coast Bag. Explain what the West Coast Bag Company is all about.
Well, we're going to do well because of SOFA King Creative. They're going to help us quite a bit on with our SEO and SEM. But our bag company is a cotton bag company, which is kind of a promotional bag company. Cosmetic companies use it to put their cosmetics in. High-end shoe companies put their shoes in our bag to ship the bags to the customer. We have a cannabis line with our burlap bags. So we sell a lot of cannabis places in Colorado, for example. We sell trail mix companies. They put their trail mix in our bags. Wine companies, they'll put wine in our wine bags. So we have all different sizes and shapes. We custom manufacture as well as we custom print. So anybody can put any printing on for their promotional bags as
your
well.
Company logo, things like that?
Your company logo, anything you want on them. We've done major mattress companies that you see on television advertising. They put their promotional materials in our 8x10 bags. And throw that in with their mattresses every time they ship a mattress. So there's all sorts of uses for the bags.
I wanted to take a small break from the Michael Cohen testimony. I know the builder. I can't recall a hearing, maybe James Comey back a few years ago, but I can't recall a hearing with such a buildup, and all for a guy that you can't believe. He's a liar.
So they invite him back so he can lie again to Congress. He's going to prison for 3 years for lying to Congress, so they bring him back to lie again in front of Congress before he goes back to prison.
It makes no sense at all. Now, they are hoping, Democrats are, that this can be the prelude to impeachment, that somehow in some of this testimony we will find impeachment testimony. Your thoughts on some of the other candidates, some of these Democrats that are lining up to run against the president if he survives impeachment, and some of these people. So Kamala Harris from the People's Republic of California has been almost comical in her approach to stuff, smoking pot and things like that. The more we learn about these candidates, the more we go, huh?
Well, that's what I do. I sit here and watch people like her and Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren, and I laugh at them for their pandering to the people. But the people they're pandering to take them seriously. I just don't understand it. How about that interview she gave to these two guys in New York about 3 weeks ago, where she was bragging about inhaling when she smoked pot in college? And she graduated from college in 1986. And she was espousing about how she listened to Tupac and Snoop Dogg while she was smoking pot in college. The only problem with that is Snoop Dogg and Tupac didn't have their songs produced till 5 years after she graduated from college.
Don't let the facts stand in the way of a good story. Come on, Jim, you know better than that.
And nobody calls her on it. That's what I don't understand. Nobody says a word to her about it. They just give her a pass. But what's interesting about all of these people that are running for president right now, the five Democratic senators have a combined 53 years in Congress, and only 1.8% total combined of their bills have been passed. I mean, Bernie Sanders, I don't think, has ever had an accomplishment in his life. He's going to run for president for the second or third time this time. He raised $6 million in a couple of days. How does that happen? You know, anyplace else in the world, if you have zero accomplishments, you know, you don't bring in a ton of money and get lauded for it.
You are the mayor of a big city like Newark, Cory Booker, and is always saying all the progress that they've made in Newark and all of this. You look at some of the progress, it's not very impressive.
Well, that's what I don't understand. I mean, didn't unemployment go up 77% and crime went up ridiculously there? Yet he was able to give a speech where he, or total of speeches, where he was able to get about 1.3 or 1.7 million for all of his speeches. And he got a $700,000 severance from his law firm when he became the mayor of Newark. So that's pretty good.
God, I wish I could get a severance package like that. You know, what is amazing is that there are all these Democrat presidential wannabes that are either announced or about to announce, and yet a golden oldie, you know, a former president, may end up screwing them all over.
Well, I think that's where we're headed here. I mean, people have to understand that this Organizing for Action outfit is run by Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama, just about a mile from the White House. And from day one, they've done everything they could to undermine this president, along with George Soros and a few other Democrats, Hillary Clinton, et cetera. And I don't put it past Barack Obama to want to get back in that White House. And the way he's going to do it is to let all these people go along their merry way the way they are right now, and then come in at the last minute, undermine them, and they'll slip Michelle in there to run for president. And as hard as it is for me to say that, she's got a following. People buy her act. And I think he's going to try to get back in using that vehicle.
Wow. Michelle Obama as president?
They floated that idea many times before, and she, you know, as they all do, she says she's not interested. But I look at this lady, and I look at what she says, and I listen to her, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised that she comes and runs for president in 2020.
Well, and the more I hear from the former president, the more he sounds like a candidate or maybe a surrogate that he really likes being in the public eye.
Well, this guy's got an ego bigger than the rest of the world. Of course he likes being in the public eye, and he loves to hear himself talk. Even though he stutters and he talks, you know, if he doesn't have a teleprompter, he talks like a sophomore in college. I always laugh at the fact that, you know, back when he was president, he gave a speech to a sixth grade classroom in the classroom to sixth graders, and he had a teleprompter.
So, oh, God.
He's been trained well, but you get him off script, and he's not quite as literate as people like to say he is. But he is conniving. And I do, and you know me, I think he's an enemy of America. I do not think he is on America's side in any way, shape, or form.
I want to ask you about one very popular Democrat who can't run for president, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She of the Green New Deal. And she can't run because she's too damn young. But I'm curious, the newspapers back in New York were a Twitter, like, for about 3 days, 4 days. They were trying to figure out where this new member of Congress, AOC, was actually living. Was she living in her district? Was she living in D.C.? Exactly where was she living? And now we find out where she's living, but there's all kinds of reports that there's money floating around and boyfriends and all of this stuff. What gives with AOC?
Well, this goes back to the very beginning when she tried to portray herself as AOC from the Bronx, where she was just this poor girl. But the fact of the matter is she grew up in a very well-to-do family in Westchester, not too far up the street from where the Clintons currently live. So she's never been – I mean, how can you be that poor and then wear $3,000 Prada suits around before you've gotten your first paycheck from Congress? Obviously she's another total fraud, a member of the swamp. But yes, she got all this money. One person who was her main lobbyist, he got like $6-7 million into her campaign, and now all of a sudden he is her chief of staff, and he's funneled all this money to her boyfriends. So, and her boyfriend is now on her staff as well. So, it doesn't add up. But she's quickly become a member of the swamp.
Wow. Now, I know one of the reasons we talk to you every week is you keep track of what's going on in Sacramento for us, because we know that within a year of laws passing in the People's Republic of California, we're going to see those same laws here in Nevada. One of those laws has dairy farmers absolutely ready to choke somebody. Talk a little bit about what's going on with farmers and that darn cow flatulence thing.
Well, they're going to bankrupt the dairy farmers here if they get their way. The new one now is, and they've already made it a law, but dairy farmers must buy multi-million-dollar digesters of cow manure, and this is to comply with the climate change law. And so this is to help the greenhouse gases emitted by cows and turn it into renewable energy. So they're taking all this. These digesters and supposedly turning it into energy. Do you know how much it's going to cost the state and the dairy farmers alone just to do this? And there's no proof of concept here. We don't know that anything could work, but we're trying to solve a problem, in my opinion, that doesn't exist. I think climate change is totally to ruin capitalism, to spread the wealth around the world, and to make us a one-world society. So All of these hoaxes here is just that. They're just hoaxes, and they're not going to solve any problems because I don't think we really have a problem. If we had that big of a problem with emissions, they would go to China and talk about China because China's contributing about 90% of the emissions to the world's problem, not the U.S. The U.S. is in fact, decreasing their emissions every year. We're way ahead of schedule on what we said we would do.
And what is amazing is you hear Democrats bragging about how much money they're raising, how these candidates, you know, $6 million in 24 hours. And I'm like, these are the socialists?
Well, do the socialist countries raise this kind of money for their candidates? I don't think so. I mean, the hypocrisy is off the charts. It's capitalism that is providing the funds so these socialists can accrue all their funds to run for office, to be socialists. And make no mistake about it, if the socialists get their way, they're not going to have a problem. They're going to live very, very well. It's just everybody else that's going to suffer. But the people at the top never suffer in socialism. It's just everybody else below them.
Do you think anything will happen? Do you think anything will get done at this summit in Hanoi? I mean, Kim Jong-un is a madman. I don't know how smart he is or how talented he is, but he's going up against a guy that's used to negotiating. What do you think will come out, or will anything come out of this?
I can't believe that with all of these contacts that have been made between the last summit and this summit with Mike Pompeo and Nick Mulvaney and all these other diplomats that are going back and forth weekly to North Korea talking to Kim Jong-un's lieutenants every week, that they would have Donald Trump fly all the way over to Hanoi to meet with him without something already done. I think that they will be able to announce some accomplishment at this point. I think it was done well before Donald Trump got on Air Force One to fly over there. So I think there will be something. I think it's going to be slow progress, but at least it's progress.
Well,
I think if Hillary
I was just going to say, look at the progress Barack Obama made. And then imagine the progress that Hillary would have made. You know, she was the same one that told the Russians, "Oh, we'll just push that old reset button."
Well, we would have been headed to war with them if we weren't already in war with them if Trump wasn't president. So I think that they've accomplished quite a bit.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens. Is the weather turning any nicer there over the last couple of days? I mean, the weather here has been really good the last couple of days.
Well, when I was there last week, you had snow.
I know, know, but hey, it's getting into the 60s now.
I think we're going to hit mid-70s today. It's been beautiful the last 2 days, so I think we're back on track. I don't know when we'll hit 80 again, but it's beautiful right now. But we've had a terrible winter here. It's been rainy, cold, windy, 60-mile-an-hour winds, rains, I mean, like 5-6 days in a row. We've gotten more rain this winter than I've seen in the last 10 years combined.
Is it global warming, or is it just an anomaly?
Well, if it's global warming, then they need to redefine the definition of global warming.
Why is it getting cold, and why am I wearing gloves, and why am I wearing boots?
Exactly.
God.
Exactly.
Jim, always good, man. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And again, if folks want to know more, you have your website up yet on West Coast Bags?
It's still as statelinebag.com. Statelinebag.com. We'll be changing it over in the next 30 days to westcoastbag.com. We're rebranding it as West Coast Bag, but right now it's statelinebag.com.
Another small business owner moving into Southern Nevada. I just love it. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Kevin. Take care.
Jim Yoder joining us. I love it. In fact, I love it when he comes into town. And now that he's got a business here, he'll be in town a lot. We'll have him in studio. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, president and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by committee to elect Amy Emanuel.
It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up on the show, our wall-to-wall free-for-all, you've had a chance to watch and listen here on the show to testimony by Michael Cohen. We're going to find out what you think of what you have just heard since a little after 7 o'clock this morning. We'll do that and more coming up. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Stick around, more to do, live and local. Now,
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Liberty, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. We have been following all morning since just after 7 o'clock the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, as they are, they've been questioning since a little last after 7 o'clock this morning, our time. They've been questioning Michael Cohen, the former personal attorney of the President of the United States. It is interesting to listen to Michael Cohen when you know the guy's a liar. He's certifiable. He's a liar. He's been convicted. And that's why I found it fascinating to listen how the two sides are approaching this hearing. The opening statements of both Elijah Cummings, he is the chair of the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee, and the ranking member of the committee, which, by the way, is Jim Jordan of Ohio. But just to listen to how they approach it here, the opening statements of both Elijah Cummings and the ranking member from Ohio, Jim Jordan. Here it is in its entirety.
Today, the committee will hear the testimony of Michael Cohen, President Donald Trump's longtime personal attorney and one of his closest and most trusted advisors over the last decade. On August 21st, Mr. Cohen appeared in federal court and admitted to arranging secret payoffs of hundreds of thousands of dollars on the eve of the election to silence women alleging affairs with Donald Trump. Mr. Cohen admitted to violating campaign finance laws and other laws. He admitted to committing these felonies, quote, in coordination with and at the direction of, unquote, President Trump. And he admitted to lying about his actions to protect the president. Some will certainly ask, if Mr. Cohen was lying then, why should we believe him now?
Good question.
This is a legitimate question. As a trial lawyer for many years, I've faced this situation over and over again, and I ask the same question. Here is how I view our role. Every one of us in this room has a duty to serve as an independent check on the executive branch. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in search of the truth. The president has made many statements of his own, and now the American people have a right to hear the other side. They can watch Mr. Cohen's testimony and make their own judgment. We received a copy of Mr. Cohen's written statement late last night. It includes not only personal eyewitness accounts of meetings with Donald Trump as president inside the Oval Office, but it also includes documents and other corroborating evidence for some of Mr. Cohen's statements. For example, Mr. Cohen has provided a copy of a check sent while President Trump was in office with Donald Trump's signature on it to reimburse Mr. Cohen for the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. This new evidence raises a host of troubling legal and ethical concerns about the president's actions in the White House and before. Would you all close that door, please? Thank you. This check is dated August 1st, 2017. 6 months later, in April of 2018, the president denied anything about it. In April of 2018, President Trump was flying on Air Force One when a reporter asked him the question, did you know about $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels? The answer was, quote, no. A month after that, the president admitted to making payments to Mr. Cohen, but claimed they were part of a, quote, a monthly retainer, unquote, for legal services. This claim fell apart in August when federal prosecutors concluded, and I quote, in truth and in fact, there was no such retainer agreement, end of quote. Today, we will also hear Mr. Cohen's account of a meeting in 2016 in Donald Trump's office during which Roger Stone said over a speakerphone that he had just spoken with Julian Assange, who said there would be a, quote, massive dump of emails that would damage Hillary Clinton's campaign, end of quote. According to Cohen, Mr. Trump replied, quote, wouldn't that be great, end of quote. The testimony that Michael Cohen will provide today, ladies and gentlemen, is deeply disturbing, and it should be troubling to all Americans. We will all have to make our own evaluation of the evidence and Mr. Cohen's credibility. As he admits, he has repeatedly lied in the past. I agree with Ranking Member Jordan that this is an important factor we need to weigh, but we must weigh it and we must hear from him. But where I disagree fundamentally with the ranking member involves his efforts to prevent the American people from hearing from Mr. Cohen. Mr. Cohen's testimony raises grave questions about the legality of President Donald Trump's conduct and the truthfulness of statements while he was president. We need to assess and investigate this new evidence as we uphold our constitutional oversight responsibilities. And we will continue after today to gather more documents and testimony in our search for the truth. I had made it abundantly clear to Mr. Cohen that if he comes here today and he does not tell us the truth, I will be the first one to refer those untruthful statements to DOJ. So when people say he doesn't have anything to lose, he does have a lot to lose if he lies. And the American people, by the way, voted for accountability in November. And they have a right to hear Mr. Cohen in public so they can make their own judgments. Mr. Cohen's testimony is the beginning of the process, not the end. Ladies and gentlemen, the days of this committee protecting the president at all costs are over. They're over. Before I close, I want to comment about the scope of today's hearing. At the request of the House Intelligence Committee and my very good friend, Congressman Adam Schiff, the chairman, I intended, over the objections of the ranking member of our committee, to limit the scope of today's hearing to avoid questions about Russia. However, Mr. Cohen's written testimony, he's made statements relating to Russia. And these are topics that we understand do not raise concern from the Department of Justice. So in fairness to the ranking member and all committee members, we will not restrict questions relating to the witness's testimony or related questions he is willing to answer. Finally, I remind members that we will need to remain mindful of those areas where there are ongoing Department of Justice investigations. Those scoping limitations have not. Finally, and to Martin Luther King, Mr. Coyne said some words that I leave with you today before you testify. He said, faith is taking the first step, even when you can't see the whole staircase. There comes a time when silence becomes betrayal. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that truly matter. In the end, he says, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And with that, I yield to the distinguished gentleman, the ranking member of our committee, Mr. Jordan.
Mr. Chairman, point of parliamentary inquiry?
Yes.
To the point
Mr. Jordan is recognized. Mr. Jordan is recognized for his opening statement.
Mr. Chairman, here we go. Here we go. Your first big hearing, your first announced witness, Michael Cohen. I want everyone in this room to think about this. The first announced witness for the 116th Congress is a guy who is going to prison in 2 months for lying to Congress. Mr. Chairman, your chairmanship will always be identified with this hearing. And we all need to understand what this is. This is the Michael Cohen hearing presented by Lanny Davis. That's right. Lanny Davis choreographed the whole darn thing. The Clintons' best friend, loyalist, operative, Lanny Davis put this all together. You know how we know? He told our staff. He told the committee staff. He said the hearing was his idea. He selected this committee. He had to talk Michael Cohen into coming. And most importantly, he had to persuade the chairman to actually have it. He told us it took 2 months to get that job done. But here we are. He talked him into it. This might be the first time someone convicted of lying to Congress has appeared again so quickly in front of Congress. Certainly, it's the first time a convicted perjurer has been brought back to be a star witness in a hearing. And there's a reason this is the first, because no other committee would do it. Think about this. With Mr. Cohen here, this committee, we got lots of lawyers on this committee. This committee is actually encouraging a witness to violate attorney-client privilege. Mr. Chairman, when we legitimize dishonesty, we delegitimize this institution. We're supposed to pursue the truth, but you have stacked the deck against the truth. We're only allowed to ask certain questions, even with that amendment you just told us about, well, Russia's now on the table. You initially told us we can't ask questions about the special counsel, can't ask questions about the Southern District of New York, can't ask questions about Russia. Nope. Nope. Only subjects we can talk about are ones you think are going to be harmful to the President of the United States. And the answers to those questions are going to come from a guy who can't be trusted. Here's what the U.S. Attorney said about Mr. Cohen. While Mr. Cohen enjoyed a privileged life, his desire for ever greater wealth and influence precipitated an extensive course of criminal conduct. Mr. Cohen committed four distinct federal crimes over a period of several years. He was motivated to do so by personal greed and repeatedly used his power and influence for deceptive ends. But the Democrats don't care. They don't care. They just want to use you, Mr. Cohen. You're their patsy today. They got to find somebody, somewhere, to say something so they can try to remove the president from office. Because Tom Steyer told him to. Tom Steyer, last week, organized a town hall. Guess where? Chairman Nadler's district in Manhattan. 2 nights ago, Tom Steyer organized a town hall. Guess where? Chairman Cummings' district in Baltimore. The best they can find to start this process, Michael Cohen. Fraudster, a cheat, convicted felon, and in 2 months, a federal inmate. Well, actually, they didn't find him. Lanny Davis found him. I'll say one thing about the Democrats. They stick to the playbook. Remember how all this started. The Clinton campaign hired Perkins Coie Law Firm, who hired Glenn Simpson, who hired a foreigner, Christopher Steele, who put together the fake dossier, that the FBI used to go get a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. But when that whole scheme failed and the American people said, we're going to make Donald Trump president, they said, we got to do something else. So now, Clinton loyalist, Clinton operative Lanny Davis has persuaded the chairman of the Oversight Committee to give a convicted felon a forum to tell stories and lie about the president of the United States so they can all start their impeachment process. Mr. Chairman, we are better than this. We are better than this. I yield back.
That's Jim Jordan, vice chair, actually the ranking member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Testimony will continue this afternoon, our time. You know, every day I talk with you small business owners out there. Your challenge, like all of us who own small businesses, to sell more and, well, to increase profits. And that's where Live and Local Now can help. You can market to loyal listeners with plenty of disposable income at a price that'll put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. Now, to find out how you can advertise on this very radio program on Live and Local Now, email our director of sales, Andrew Paul, andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com. And you will be glad you did. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. We'll get some calls on the other side. I wanted you to hear both sides of this thing, though. The Democrat side and the Republican side. You heard both sides of the opening statements. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us? Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. As we continue, it is Live and Local Now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Let's get to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call us. You call the topic. We make it easy for you. Now, you've been watching, I'm sure. A lot of you got up a little early this morning and maybe watched a little bit of the hearings. Michael Cohen calling the president of the United States a con man, a racist. What else? A cheat. I mean, that just about covers it. I mean, that's all the bad stuff you can say about a person. I mean, that really is. I mean, there's not much that's left on the table. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up. You're on wall-to-wall free-for-all. Go right ahead.
Right on, Kevin. Yeah, right on, Kevin. I wanted to bring up the point. Now we're back to WikiLeaks again and Roger Stone and his BS that Trump knew when they were going to dump the WikiLeaks. Anybody who has a dang computer can go on and look. Go on WikiLeaks. You don't have to be the president to know when WikiLeaks was going to dump the information. And the funny thing is, now that that DNC server, they will not let that DNC server be subpoenaed and the contents of that server opened up to the public. That's what needs to be brought in front of Elijah Cummings. I want that server brought in front of him, and also that laptop that was Wasserman Schultz, that was a DNC staffer that broke into like 48 congressmen people and has all the stuff, and he was let go. That needs to be brought forth also.
You're not going to hear that, though, Brady. You're not going to hear that from Elijah Cummings or any of those stupid Democrats on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. You're just not going to hear it. Tomorrow, Wayne Allen Root. Ooh, and the former Lieutenant Governor, Mark Hutchison. What's it like to be in the minority? What kind of uphill battle are Republicans facing in Carson City? Mark Hutchison will join us from Hutchison Stephan. That's all coming up tomorrow, live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016.